দারিদ্রনাশ ভবক্ষয় প্রেমের ফল নয়, প্রেম সুখ ভোগ মুখ্য প্রয়োজন হয়। তো বাই ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ওয়ান শুড নট এক্সপেক্ট মাই মিজারেবল মেটিরিয়াল কন্ডিশন মে বি ইম্প্রুভ আর আই মে বি লিবারেটেড ফ্রম দিস মেটিরিয়াল entanglement. So that is also a kind of sense gratification. If I want that, let me be free from this entanglement, just like the yogis and the jnanis, they try. They try to be free from this material entanglement. But in the devotional service, there is no such desire. In the devotion, because it is pure love, there is no expectation that I shall be profited in this way. No. It is not a profitable commercial business that unless I get in return something, I shall not practice this devotional service in Krishna consciousness. There is no question of profit. Lord Chaitanya prays to the Lord like this, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadish kamai mamo janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahituki tvai. He said, my dear Lord, Jagadish. Jagadish means the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Jagat, Jagat means this world, material world or spiritual world, all worlds, jagat. Jagat gacchati iti, jagat, which is progressing, that is called jagat. The jagat isha, the supreme master of this jagat, going concern, jagat isha, the supreme master of this jagat, I pray unto you that I do not want na dhanam, I do not want any wealth, na janam, I do not want any number of followers, na dhanam, na dhanam, na kavitang bajagadish kamai. Kavitang means very nice wife, poetical. I do not want. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani ishare. Janmani janmani means birth after birth. So he does not want liberation also. Because when you speak of liberation, there is no birth. Madhyama gatya punar janmana vidyate. One who reaches the kingdom of God, he hasn't got to come back again to take birth here. So here Lord Chaitanya says, mama janmani janmani. Birth after birth. That means I do not want liberation also. Mama janmani janmani. Then what do you want? Na ishare bhavatad bhakti rahituki. My dear Lord, I may be put in any condition of my life, but please bestow this benediction that I may not forget. That's it. I may not forget. Because due to my forgetfulness, I am suffering so much. So if I can remember you, I don't mind in whatever condition I am. Yes, it is the actual fact. Janglabdha chaparang lavang in the Bhagavad Gita, in the sixth chapter we find in the Yoga system. Janglabdha chaparang lavang mannate nadikang tataha. When one achieves that perfection of yoga, janglabdhya, by gaining that perfection, janglabdhyana chaparang lavam, then he has no other desire to achieve. Just like we achieve something in this material world, but that does not stop our desire to achieve something more. I may achieve millions of dollars, but that does not make me satisfied. I want further 10 millions of dollars. And when I get further 10 millions of dollars, then I desire for further 100 millions of dollars. So there is no cessation. So here is a thing, Krishna consciousness, one who is perfect in that system, Bhakti Yoga system. The Bhagavad Gita says, janglabdha chaparang labhang namannate adhikam. Adhikam means greater than this. We want, we desire something which is greater than what I possess now. Therefore I desire. I have got 100 million dollars and I want millions of dollars because that amount is greater than what I possess now. But one who possesses this devotional service, he does not think anything there is in the world which is more valuable than it. So why should he inquire? Why should he desire? He has got the sublime thing. Janglabdhya chapanang lavang. Lavang means gain. Mannate na. He does not think. Na. What is that? Adhikam. Adhikam means greater. If I have got $2 possession, and if you offer me $10, I think, oh, it is greater. So he possesses such a thing that nothing is greater than. Because he possesses devotional service. Krishna consciousness is not different from Krishna. Therefore he possesses Krishna, and we, what thing can be greater than Krishna? Therefore he is fully satisfied. Janglabdhya chaparang labhang mannati nadhikanga tata jasmin sthite gurunapi dukkhena na vichalate. And one who is situated in that condition, then gurunapi dukkhena, the severest type of miseries offered to him, he is not sickened. He is steady. Steady. Just like a 5-year-old boy, Prahlad Maharaj, and his father, atheist, you nutshell boy, you are chanting God's name. Who is God? I am God. Why don't you chant my name? If you don't do that, then I shall throw you in the fire. He is steady. He said, father, I cannot do that. This little boy, you nonsense, you cannot do that. How do you dare to speak before me like this? Even the demigods, they are afraid of me. Yes, father. By the mercy of whom you are speaking so nicely, so by the mercy of him I am speaking also like that. I don't care for anyone's mercy. So this is so much wrath of a severe father. He is not steady. Steady. So that is the characteristic of a pure devotee. Even in the greatest difficulty, even in the greatest danger, he is not certain. He is steady. Janglabdha. This is the perfection of yoga. When one is steady in every circumstances, that is the perfection of yoga. That can be achieved easily by this Krishna consciousness. Janglabdha. Chaparang labhu mannate na sthita. Jasmin sthite guru napi dukkhena na vichalate. So here also, we should not be aspiring after improving our material condition or liberation or anything. These are all desires. They say that we desire less, but desire cannot be completely absent because I am a living entity. So my desire should be not to forget Krishna, that's all. That one desire. That is real desire. And all other desires, they are foolish. So we cannot be desireless, but we should desire only bona fide. It's like I am part and parcel of the Supreme. So if I desire, to work in cooperation with the Supreme. That is my natural position. That is desirelessness. If you, suppose in this material condition, if you desire to eat, oh, that is natural. So long you have got this body, you have to eat. If somebody says, oh, you are desiring eating, nobody says like that. Similarly, what is natural desire, that is permitted. And what is not natural, that is called, become desireless. Don't desire like this, unnatural. So desirelessness means not to desire unnaturally, but to desire Krishna's remembrance. That is natural. Because I am part and parcel, how can I forget? This forgetfulness is the cause of my so many desires. And as soon as I desire Krishna, then there is no other desire. That is desirelessness. So, prem-sukh-bhog-mukha-prayajan, or prem-sukh, the happiness in the matter of our reciprocation as the whole and the part and parcel, that sense is the highest pleasure that we should aspire after. Not that by becoming Krishna consciousness we may desire some material profit. That is not. Veda-śāstre kahe sambandha vidheya prayajan Krishna Krishna bhakti prem tena mahārgana. Now, we are aspiring after possessing something, possessiveness. What we should possess? The possession is Krishna, and desire is reciprocation between Krishna and myself, and the ultimate end is love. That's all. Just like we have got parvati reflection of that love here, that between the two lovers, they don't want anything. He wants she, she wants him. That is desire. And there is a progression of loving affairs. And the ultimate aim, that they are peaceful in love. This is only perverted reflection of the real love, which is reciprocated with Krishna. Here there is no possibility of love. This is all lust. But we call it love because it is just the reflection. Just the real. That is real and that is unreal. That's like shadow and reality. There is gulf of difference between the shadow and reality. So whatever love we see in this world, that's love. Is only a perverted reflection of the real love with Krishna. Vedadi sakal shastra Krishna mukha sambandha tar gane anusange jaya maya bandha. So, a devotee is not anxious for liberation because he is intimate connection with Krishna means he is liberated. One cannot be in intimate touch with Krishna unless one is liberated. So liberation and intimate connection with Krishna, the same thing. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedandam mahanirmukta bhajanti mang dirabhrata. Jisam, have you got Bhagavad Gita here? Yes, just try to find out this sloka. I don't remember where it is. I think in the 8th chapter. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedandam mahanirmukta bhajanti mang dirabhrata. Jishang, Jishang means those who are antagatam papam. Papam means sinful reaction. One who has surpassed all sinful reactions. Jishang antagatam papam. Jananam. Such persons, punya karmanam, who has had done never any sinful action, but always engaged in the matter of pious activities, punya karmanam, such persons can only devote himself fully in the service of the Lord Krishna. Is it? Have you got it? What is that?
But those men of virtuous deeds,
yes,
whom sin has come to an end, freed from the delusion of dualities,
yes,
worship me steadfast in their vows.
Yes. So, to worship Krishna steadfast means he is liberated from delusion. That is mukti. One who has got still some doubt, why shall I worship Krishna? That means he is still in delusion. And still the reaction of his sinful life is not finished. A slight doubt means there is slight tinge still. And one who is dandamohanimukta, duality, duality means whether I shall do it or not, whether I shall stick up to this process of Krishna consciousness or not, this is called duality. So, one who is free from all these sinful reactions, he has no more duality. He has firm faith, yes, Krishna worship is the final. So, Krishna worship means he is liberated already. Just like the same example, if a man is sitting on the high court bench, it is to be understood that he has passed all education and qualification and is a good lawyer, therefore there is no more necessity to ask whether you have passed M examination or law examination. This is foolishness. Similarly, if one is, strictly in Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he is liberated. Liberation, the definition of liberation is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti sarupena avasthiti. Hitya annatha, mukti hitva annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means hitva annatha rupam. Now we are now represented in different kinds of formalities. You have got different kinds of idea, I have got different kinds of idea, another man has different kinds of idea. There are differences, therefore we are classing each other. This is the sign of bondage. And mukti means when we are liberated from these different kinds of ideas. And sarupena avasthiti, when you are situated in our constitutional position, that is called mukti, liberation. And what is our constitutional position? Oh, I am the part and parcel of the Supreme, Krishna. Then what is my duty? The duty, part's duty is to serve the whole, that's all. Just like your hand, the part of your body, what is the duty of hand? To serve the body. It is very easy thing. If you are part and parcel of the Supreme, then what is your duty? Your duty is to serve me. You have no other duty. So, one who understands this firmly and convincingly, is liberated. He's liberated. Oh, how can I say, now going to the office, he is dressing like ordinary man. What do you mean? Mukti means he'll dress like something else, or he'll have four hands or eight legs? No. Simply change of consciousness, that's all. So Krishna consciousness means change of your consciousness. I am thinking, I am this matter, I have got so many duties with this material world. So when it changes this consciousness, no, I belong to Krishna, I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore all energy should be for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Now I am applying all my energy to this material conception of life. When you apply your energy, your transcendental energy to Krishna, then you are liberated. Therefore, a devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, they are not hankering after Krishna, mukti. They say, mukti mukulitanjali sevate asman. Oh, the mukti lady is standing with folded hand. My dear sir, what can I do for you? And devotee doesn't care. Oh, what can I do for me? I don't want your help. There is a nice verse of Villamangal Thakur. He lived for 700 years in Vrindavan, and became a great devotee of Krishna. In the beginning, he was an impersonalist. His life is very nice. It is better to cite his life. He was a South Indian Brahmin, a very rich man, and very much sensuous. He kept one prostitute. He was so much, devoted to the prostitute that he was performing his father's death ceremony, and he was asking the priest, please haste, please make haste, I have to go. My prostitute's house. So he was a very rich man, a priestly anyway, he finished that business. Then there was ceremony, he took very nice food stuff in a bag and he was going to that prostitute's house. But when he came out of his home, oh, it was raining torrently. So he never cared for that raining. He went to the riverside. Oh, there was no boat, and it was the river was waving. The waves were very furious, and he thought that, how can I go the other side? He was daily going to the other side of the river. Then, anyway, he crossed over by swimming. Then the prostitute thought, oh, it is today raining, and he may not come. So he blocked the door and went to sleep. And when he came to the house, he saw the door is blocked, and it was raining still. So how can I go? So he crossed over the wall by catching one snake. Just see how much intensely he was attached, and went to the prostitute, and he was astonished. Well, Villamangal, his name was Villamangal. How do you dare to come here like this? Oh, he described, yes, I did this. Oh, the prostitute was astonished. Her name was Chintaman. So the prostitute said, my dear Villamangal, if you have got so intense love for me, had it been for God, for Krishna, how would have been your life sublime? Let's trap him. Yes. He at once left and went away. Yes, you are right. Then he was Vrindavan, where he saw another beautiful woman, because he has practiced to that habit. So he was going behind, although he determined, now I am going to Vrindavan. On the way, he was again attracted by another woman. So he followed that woman. That that woman belonged to a respectable family. So he came and the woman said to her husband, "Sir, this man is following me. Please ask, what is the idea?" The husband asked, "My dear sir, you appear to be a very nice gentleman, and you belong to a very aristocratic family from your appearance, etc. I understand. What do you want? You are following my wife." He said, "Yes, I am following your wife because I want to embrace her." "Oh, you want to embrace? Come on, embrace. Come on. You are welcome. Come on." So the wife also, "See, oh, not at all. Here is a guest. See, he wants to embrace you and kiss you. So please decorate yourself nicely so that he may enjoy." So the wife also followed the instruction of the husband, because wife's duty is to follow the instruction. And when Billamangal came side before the woman, he said, "My dear mother, will you kindly give your hairpins?" "Yes." "Why?" "I have got some business." He took the hairpin and at once pierced his eye. "So this eye is my enemy." And he became blind. He became blind. Then all of them, that's all right. Now, no more I shall be disturbed. So in that blindness, he was penancing austerities in Vrindavan. So by the grace of Krishna, Krishna came like a boy. "Oh, my dear sir, why you are starving? Why didn't you take some milk?" "Oh, who are you, my dear boy?" "Oh, I am a boy and this of this village. I am a cowherd boy. If you like, I can give you daily some milk." "All right, very." So Krishna was supplying him milk. So there was friendship. He has written that bhakti is such a thing that mukti mukalita anjali sevati smart. And mukti is nothing for me. So this is his verse, mukti mukalita anjali sevati smart. So we have no desire for mukti. When Krishna comes to supply milk, then what is the use of my mukti? So that's a great soul, Billamangal Thakur. It is worth to remember his name. For 700 years he lived in Vrindavan. And he has written a nice book which is called Krishna Karunamrita. That is a very authoritative book, Krishna Karunamrita. Lord Chaitanya picked up this book and he recommended all his devotees to read that. Krishna Kamman. Good. Thank you very much.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
Yes.
Is it in English?